Yes, Mr. President, thank you so much. I would like to add some additional comments to the remonstrance that has been read for the benefit of this body. Media reports have indicated that the State Education Commissioner Nicastro has engaged in blatantly unethical practices. The commissioner has misused her position, severely damaging both the reputation and effectiveness of the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Some of my specific concerns are as follow. The commissioner attempted to grant a lucrative contract with C-Trust. Now, my concern here is not who she negotiated with, but that she did not go through the bidding process, which is a practice that every single governmental body in this state participates in. C-Trust was awarded this contract even though there were several different entities, including entities in the state of Missouri, that said they would do this contract for less than even half the cost. And what I'm really opposed to is that people from the Civic Progress community in St. Louis were asked to give $250,000 for the C-Trust initiative in Kansas City. Thankfully, that did not happen, and they had to seek funding elsewhere. The commissioner also changed a fiscal note. Now, Mr. President, the way that I see this, when you change a fiscal note, it's like changing a pregnancy test. It's no different than changing a paternity test. She changed a fiscal note, which meant that none of us, not any of us in this body, could go home and tell our constituents what was actually going on when some entity in this state decides to alter a fiscal note. That is a very, very concerning effort to take away our right to know how much something may cost. And that's just wrong. Now, a lot of my constituents have an issue with Dr. Nicastro collaborating with Rex Singfield's organization. I actually really don't care. What I care about are the rumors that I'm hearing about their close relationship. And at some point when you have meetings, it's what we do. Every single day, all of us engage in meetings. But when you take that a step further, and you have a personal relationship with someone who wants to change policy and democracy as we know it in the state of Missouri, then that's a huge concern to not only myself, but to the constituents that I represent. And I personally know that Chris Nicastro has deceived not only myself, but also school board members throughout the state. I can tell you that she will say one thing in Kansas City and then come to St. Louis and say something else. She'll tell legislators one thing, and then she'll tell school board members another thing. Thank God I sit on both a school board and I serve in this body, because now I know and can communicate to all that she has been less than truthful. And of course, I want to use other words, but I won't do that. We all know what word I want to use, and it starts with an L. I'm hoping that Auditor Tom Swyk really does what he can do in the office that he serves in. I hope not only does he investigate the Commissioner on Education, but also the Department of Education, and also try to bring to light some of the dealings that have been occurring. So as the Senate considers this remonstrance, I really urge everyone to know about the facts and know that in the 14 years I've been in this building, 14 years, I have never known an administrator to deceive a public body, ever. It does not matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. It does not matter. When you practice deception, you don't belong here. You don't belong in the state of Missouri where people are paying you to serve them. Thank you, Mr. President.
The remonstrance shall be printed in the journal.